If a threat comes your way, you've got two options, fight or flight. Or if you're a certain type of tiny ant, you can roll. These rolling ants are about the size of a sesame seed. Donato Grasso studies ant behavior at the University of Parma in Italy and says these little guys can move.
They may reach the surprising speed of 40 centimeters per second, so it's incredible.
What is the name of this species of rolling ants?
The name is Myrmecina graminicola. They are not rare ants. They are quite widespread in Europe and the Mediterranean area, but it's quite difficult to find them in the field. So we were lucky to see them in the field.
I know you said you were lucky, but I mean, were you intentionally scanning hillsides looking for ants that just came rolling down the hill?
No. It was by chance because we were wandering around in a wood in northern Italy. Mm. We were able to see that the vibrations caused by our movements or eventual harassment by spiders or other ants caused them to curl the body and they suddenly disappear as they were rolling away. We were astonished by this behavior because it was absolutely unusual.
So if this is a kind of defensive mechanism by these ants curling up then rolling away, have you studied how it actually changes the casualty rate because of this ability?
Yes. We put them fighting ants with other ants, possible competitors in the field, and we measured the rate of casualties, the rate of injuries that they suffered. And when they fought on an horizontal plane, it was some 63% of injuries we recorded. And on the inclined plane, it dropped down to 10%. So this is very effective.
So if this technique, this adaptation is so effective, why aren't other ants following suit?
Probably no many other ants possess this ability because otherwise other people looking for ants, searching for ants would have found. There are some animals, some spiders in the desert that are able to roll away. A caterpillar, some crustacean that roll away, and among vertebrates, only a salamander.
You're in Parma, Donato, where COVID-19 has touched a lot of people. You do this research in the woods, outdoors. I mean, what are you doing now?
Yes, absolutely. We are confined at home, so we can't do anything now.
Do you miss your ants?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. But, you know, we have books, we have internet, we have many, many things to do and to study ants also at home. But, you know, staying outside, going to the field and taste the flavor of nature, the wonder of nature is another thing. But, you know, we will have time to do this in the future.
Wishing you a quick and safe return back to the woods to study those ants. Donato Grasso studies ant behavior at the University of Parma in northern Italy. Donato, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your interest and your call.